Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have been recording audios in Spanish lately about my perception of the current situation, how I feel about things and what are the insights that are coming to me, not necessarily through dowsing, but through my inner senses of perception. I recorded yesterday an audio in Spanish that I felt was relatively important to record in English. Basically, the feeling is that from an energetic perspective, the structure, the oppressive structure that has been bogging down humanity and this planet for maybe eons and eons and eons, which is a multi-layered structure put in place maybe by forces of darkness or other, you know, races, who have been oppressing, possessing, and manipulating humanity and this planet for a long time. This structure has, from an energetic perspective, fallen. It has been gradually, in the last years, been dismantled. The head of this, you know, big dragon or big mafia-type organization of oppression has been taken down. And the problem is that humanity and the minions who have been working for this dark force have not recognized that the structure has fallen and that the big godfather of this mafia type of structure has fallen. There is no head. It has been beheaded. But the minions working under these big godhead are either not seeing that the head has been dismantled, or they are not recognizing that the head has been dismantled, and they are reproducing the same way of doing things that was oppressive and possessive towards humanity. And we find ourselves to be in a prison. But the doors of the prison have been open, and the problem is that many are not recognizing. Firstly, there were people asleep who never recognized that we were in some kind of oppressive structure. So we have people who have never recognized that, who have been living incarnations upon incarnations in an existence that was limiting, but because they didn't know anything else, or they did not remember that once upon a time they were absolutely free from a multidimensional perspective, and they could remember who they truly are, and they had freedom of choice. They have forgotten that, and they have been narrowed down and put in this type of prisons that are very subtle, and they are prisons that are frequency-based prisons that are narrowing our consciousness and putting our consciousness in a confinement structure. And this has been happening for eons and eons and eons, to the point that we have become accustomed to the sound of the frequency that is keeping us in jails. And so the problem now is that the prison has been dismantled from an energetic perspective in the different layers in which this prison was found. And we can talk the second dimension, the third dimension, the fourth dimension. And so this structure had different ways in which the oppression was grabbing us. There was connections to the moon, connection to satellites, technology, sound frequencies, programming, education, all sorts of things, fear, it was a fear-based structure, trauma-based structure. We could say that the entire humanity is actually highly, highly traumatized, but we don't even realize how traumatized we are. There's been all sorts of, you know, subtle attacks whenever we try to become free from an energetic perspective, whenever we try to travel multidimensionally. In the past, you know, we were being brought back down to a certain level, so we couldn't rise up above a certain level of consciousness because this didn't suit the forces and the powers to be that were controlling us. So what I'm trying to say now is that this structure, from an energetic perspective, has fallen. The problem is a twofold problem. Number one, humanity is not recognizing that the structure has fallen. And because we are so accustomed to the structure, to the sound frequencies of the prison, of the vibrational fences of the prison that keep our bodies, our multidimensional self, confined in a specific bandwidth of vibrations that we can call an energetic prison, we are not recognizing that the structure of this prison has fallen. The gates are open, but because we are so used to this, we are remaining in the jail. We need to step out from this open gate, out of the prison, and we need to take control and we need to take back our sovereignty from an energetic perspective and multidimensional perspective. But if we remain out of fear, out of habits, habitual tendencies inside the cage, because it feels more comfortable to be in a prison that we have already become accustomed to, and because we don't know what to do with our freedom, then our free will is going to reproduce the sound frequencies and the vibrational imprisonment that is no longer in existence, but we are going to make it so because we are going to reproduce it with our capacity of creating. So this is very important. This is why I'm recording this. Please make sure that you step out of your energetic prison, that you reclaim your space, that you reclaim your energetic freedom, that you start living and awakening your inner senses of perception, because they have been also programmed so that you cannot see beyond a certain amount of parameters that were locked in place so that you remain in this prison and so that you couldn't remember who you are, where did you come from, what is your life purpose, and what is that you meant to be doing, and that you free yourself from all the programming that comes with these subtle structures that have now fallen. The other problem is that the minions that were working for the dark forces, if you want to call them that way, they don't realize that their big bosses are gone. And so they are also out of habit, perpetuating and repeating, if you want, their way of behaving, which was very much mafia type of behavior. So these two motions are going to have to change if we want to see reflected in 3D the victory that we have already accomplished on the energetic. So there is a delay between the liberation of humanity and the liberation of this planet on a multidimensional level and on the energetics. And there is the delay in the 3D that hasn't yet picked up that we are energetically free. So what do we do? First of all, become conscious that the energetic prison is no longer there. Secondly, reclaim your sovereignty, your freedom on an energetic level. Step out of your prison, release and relinquish the fears. Now there is a silence, if you want, a very big silence, because those frequencies that were put in place and that were holding the prison walls, the invisible prison walls, these sounds are no longer there. And so we experience like a vacuum, a kind of weird silence, because those sounds of entrapment are no longer there. And many people, out of fear, are starting to sing and to reproduce that sound because they feel comfortable. You have seen many films in which at the end of the film, someone who's been for years on end in a prison steps out of prison, he's finally free, and he either dies a few hours later or he commits another crime to return back to the prison because now he feels that his home is the prison. He feels more comfortable inside the prison. He's afraid of freedom. So we can't be doing that because if not, humanity is not going to be able to return and occupy its rightful position in the concert of, you know, the universe and the position that humanity in this planet could be occupying. So we need to conquer new territories, and we need to be doing this individually and collectively. So I'm recording this audio for you to tune in and ask yourself, in any circumstance, am I still reproducing as an illusion the prison in which I have been for many eons and eons and incarnations? Am I doing that out of fear for the unknown? Or have I stepped out really and truly from the prison and reclaimed and conquered my energetic space and discover myself through new eyes and new senses of perception? Because we are going to have to retrain our vision, our hearing, our listening. We have been programmed to listen to certain frequencies, programmed to see certain colors only. And there are much more colors. There are much more different shades of reds and blues and greens, other new colors that don't even have a name. But if we don't set our intentions to expand beyond the boundaries of the confinement in which we have been, and I'm not talking about this virus, I'm talking about a very, 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 very long type of confinement that has kept us energetically and multidimensionally narrowed down in structures of oppression. So it is time to really step out of the prison and from the energetic perspective, reclaim this freedom and this liberty, and then allow that this gets filtered down into the 3D, because the 3D has a delay. The 3D is not yet picking up the freedom that we can now enjoy. So I don't know. I hope this audio helps you and at least makes you question yourself as to whenever you feel constricted, confined, restricted, ask yourself, is this real? Am I being really imprisoned by someone else? Or is it me that is reproducing the prison in which I used to be, because I'm doing it out of habit, because I'm doing it out of fear of the unknown, my own unknown self, which I haven't been able to recognize and to perceive because I have been programmed to consider myself smaller than what I'm actually as a multidimensional being. So I hope this audio helps you, and you know, sending you many blessings, and let's be courageous. Let's all step out of the prison. Let's all finish this work of liberation for humanity. And what is coming next is that we are now, our higher aspects are now being very busy creating a new structure, which is a luminous and free structure, because we do need a structure. So there is an old oppressive structure that is falling down in this planet and maybe in the entire cosmos. And we are needing to create a new structure, which is not oppressive. So it's not going to be a new prison, but we all need a structure to be able to function. And it's a luminous structure. And I feel that all our I Am presence or higher self presence or, you know, whatever higher multidimensional aspect you may want to call it, we are all contributing to create this new structure. Once the new structure is in place, because we are working on it on the energetics, we need to anchor it in our physicality. in our physical bodies, in our physical reality. So these needs, there's going to be a need to anchor these new structure. And once the structure is anchored and connected and flowing, we are going to be able to receive. So receive who we truly are from these multidimensional aspects of ourselves. And once we receive everything that is going to be coming through the structure and through the expansion of who we are, we will be then able to create with new creativity, more expanded senses of perception, and there's going to be a blossoming of creativity, a kind of renaissance, for lack of a better word, a golden age, as some other people may have referred to, in the sense that we are no longer going to be limited by outer forces who do not want us to be our golden selves and our radiant selves. So I hope this gives you a visual and also gives you this awareness as to when am I still remaining in the prison and when am I actually already free, and I need to be taking even further steps on the energetic and on the physical to reclaim my sovereignty and occupy the space that I was meant to occupy. Thank you very much, and keep safe and well, and many blessings. Bye.